Issue number two, in verse two, is many dwelling places. Now this is going to disappoint some of you, because it's going to wreck a lot of good Bible translations. David just read out of one. And it's going to wreck a lot of worship songs, because I don't think it's talking about our mansions in the sky. Why does the King James Version, which I think is what David was reading out of, why did it read, "In my Father's house are many mansions"? Well, mansions is coming from a translation from the Greek to the Latin to the English. Jerome, in the 4th century, translated the Greek New Testament into Latin. It's called the Vulgate because he wanted to put the Bible into the hands of the common man. You recognize the word vulgar, right, in Vulgate. Vulgate just means common. We want to get the Bible into the hands of the common man. And so when Jerome made that translation, he used a Latin word that sounds a lot like the English word mansions. And then a guy named William Tyndale came along and used Jerome's Latin translation and threw in the English word mansions. And the King James Version follows who? It follows Tyndale. That's why in the King James Version it'll say mansions. But that's not what the Greek text says. The Greek text uses a word, and here's the word, mone. And when you look up mone in the Greek lexicon, what you'll discover is mone refers to a temporary dwelling, like an inn or a watch house. Now, ever since I came of age as a Christian, I've been listening to Keith Green. You ever listen to Keith Green? You know, he's got this song where he says, if it took God 6 days to create the heavens and the earth, and he's been working on my mansion for 2,000 years, I just can't wait to get there and, you know, live in Trump Tower or wherever, this mansion that the Lord's been working on for us for 2,000 years. Some of you may not want to go to Trump Tower anyway. You mentioned Trump, and he's a polarizing figure. Some either love him or hate him, right? And I won't tell you what side of the ledger I'm on. People ask me, is this the end times? I said, well, the last Trump is in the Bible, isn't it? So everybody thinks they're going to get a mansion in the sky, but that's not what the Greek text says. It says mone, which means temporary dwelling. So we're not going to get a mansion. We're going to get a temporary dwelling. You know why? Because where is your ultimate destination as a Christian? Is it heaven or the earth? It's the earth. Because you're just in heaven for 7 years, then you're coming back with Jesus to the earth to rule and reign for 1,000 years. Last time I checked, 1,000 is longer than 7. Amen? According to my old math. Revelation 5 verse 10 says, they, that's us, will reign upon the earth. Heaven is not our destination ultimately. It's the earth. That's why it says in the Greek text, we're not going to receive a mansion as if that's our ultimate home. It's a temporary dwelling place, a mone. And the King James translators, I think, got this wrong for reasons I tried to explain. Issue number three is, I go. What does Jesus mean when he says he goes? Jesus is going back to the very heaven from which he came. John 16, I believe it's verse 28, Jesus says, I came forth from the Father and have come into the world. I am leaving the world and going to the Father. In fact, the word I go here is poriomai, which is used to describe the ascension of Christ. Acts 1, 10 and 11, and 1 Peter 3, verse 22, two ascension passages with the same Greek word poriomai. How would we sum up verse 2? Verse 2 of John 14 teaches that Christ will return to the very heaven from which he came in order to prepare temporary dwelling places for his disciples. That's what he's doing right now. That is step 3 in the whole marriage cycle. Let's go to verse 3. John 14, verse 3. What does he say in verse 3? if I go and prepare a place for you, I will what? Come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. What does he mean by I will come again? What does he mean by I will come? What does he mean by again? What does he mean by and receive you? What does he mean by to? And what does he mean by where? Well, when he says I will come again, this troubles people because come, erkomai, is in the present tense. Well, how could this be talking about a future rapture, people say, when the verb is in the present tense? Two reasons. Number one, certainty. Number two, imminence. There is something in Greek called the futuristic present, where the Bible will explain something in the present that's so certain it's described in the present, although it's a future reality. The Bible does this all the time. By the way, did you know the Bible says we're already glorified? Did you guys know that? Now I'm out here looking at you. You guys don't look very glorified. I don't think I look very glorified either. But the Bible says I'm already glorified. Well, how could it say that? Because it's so certain. Eternal security. We're so in the plan of God that our glorification is a done deal. God can speak of it as if it's already happened. That's why the present tense is used here, even though it's a future event, the rapture. Also, if you look at this quote here from Sweet, he says the present, futuristic present can also be described something that's imminent. What is imminent? It could happen at any moment. That's why the present tense is used. The rapture could happen before this presentation is over. And some of you may be praying for that to happen. That's why the present tense is used. I will come, even though it's a futuristic event. You follow? This is sort of common in John's literature. For example, over in 1 John 2 and verse 18, the present tense, erkomai, is used when it says, just as you heard, the Antichrist is coming. Erkomai, present tense. The Antichrist isn't here yet. But his arrival is so certain that John uses the present tense, erkomai, to describe a future event. All right, next issue here. What does he mean by again? I will come again. The Greek verb here is, it's an adverb, pauline, and it means that he's coming back in the same way he left. He left in the ascension from earth to heaven. How's he coming back? From heaven to the earth. And when it says he's coming again, again, I've got the, when you see those little words down there, bdag, that's a Greek dictionary, tdnt, a Greek dictionary, just to show you where I'm getting these things from, I'm not making them up. Again basically means one time. He's not coming back again and again and again and again and again and again. He's coming back again, singular time. Next issue, what does he mean when he says, I am coming to receive you, paralambano? It means to come and to take someone into close association. He's coming to draw us and take us into association with himself. Next issue, what does he mean by to? The preposition to, pros, it means spatial movement towards. All in the Greek lexicon. So how would we summarize John 14 thus far? Well, forgot one. What does he mean by where? Where is hopu? It's a specific location. He's taken us to a specific place. So how would we summarize everything there in verse 3? This is a lot of information for a Friday night, isn't it? That's the loudest amen I've had all night. Jesus will return to take the believer to the place where he is. This could hardly be the earth, since there would be no need for him to build the heavenly dwellings for us, as revealed in the prior verses.